Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
You're listening to Rabeau and Co. here on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Now, here's Louis Rabeau.
Ah, yes, a hump day edition of the show, 11 o'clock hour here on Rabeau and Co. ESPN 680, 105.7. Zach Cantrell, Louis Rabeau, hanging out with you. I'm at Radio Louis on Twitter. Find our station at ESPN 680 as well. Want to thank Matzo Pie, bringing lunch by the ESPN Louisville Studios. Three locations, Highlands, downtown, and of course out there in Anchorage for that unique dining experience. Get all the 1020 craft brews, M-O-Z-Z-A, Matzo Pie. .com. Delicious bread, the cookies, the salads, everything. Brick Oven Pizza, obviously the star of the show over there, but very, very great lunch that we get to have here every Wednesday. Just a fantastic addition to our lineup here. What's for you, Zach? What's going on?
I was going to say we're the official station of chicken and pizza because that's pretty much what we get on a regular basis, and nobody here complains about it. Yeah. It's so good.
Texture, do you think there's a possibility of Cope keeping Antigua on staff? Is that a good idea? I 1,000% don't, the texture says. You know, it's interesting. I have some notes about Pope's staff and what he wants to do going forward as far as who he's going to bring in and all those kinds of things. And, you know, when you've been a head coach, and it's something I like about both of the hires locally, and I've been very vocal about that. I really like that Pat Kelsey, for example, was willing to try the head coaching thing at very low level spots, right? And really put himself out there and do those things. But in the case of Mark Pope, he's been a head coach long enough that he has his own guy. So Cody Fuger's one of these guys, and he's been with him for 9 years that he's been a head coach, both at Utah Valley and then when he got to BYU. It looks like Cody's going to be one of those guys that he brings along. And Ben Roberts writes about this again in the Herald Leader. We'll talk to him tomorrow at 10:20. But we'll get into that when we can. But let's go. Bologna or salami?
Get out your mustard, kids. It's time for bologna or salami.
We'll get into it in just a second. I just saw Colin Cowherd refer to Anthony Edwards as Anthony Robinson. Whoops.
By the way, I left Ant out of the Olympic roster discussion the other day.
Yeah.
That's a bad job by me.
Oh,
where Louis did a bad job.
That was terrible.
He's one of the six or seven best players in the NBA, right?
I was in a little Twitter thing yesterday with guys, and because Blake Griffin retired, of course.
Yep.
And they said, is he the best dunker, blah, blah, blah. Have we had one since? And it was like, Ja?
Oh, Anthony Edwards is up there.
But no, he didn't mention Anthony Edwards. And I was like, oh, Ant. He's like, yeah, that's it. So, yeah.
The answer, by the way, is Vince Carter, but that was before Blake Griffin.
Boom, that's right. Okay. Right. So the guys since he came into the league, okay. Who are the dunkers? Jaws, obviously one of those guys.
Edwards.
Anthony Edwards. It was one other one that was really good. Now I'm blanking, but go ahead. Yeah. I'll find it.
All right, so we'll start in the NBA. The Golden State Warriors got crushed last night by the Sacramento Kings. Their season is officially over. Klay Thompson scored as many points as everybody in the studio did, and we didn't take 10 shots in the game itself. So kind of tells you all you need to know.
Man.
Bologna or salami? The Golden State Warriors, their dynasty as we know it, is dead.
Salami. We're watching the very ends of it. They committed to Draymond Green instead of trying something different.
Yep.
It's interesting what people value and what they don't. And I want to be really clear. Draymond's one of those guys. And yes, he went to Michigan State. I went to Michigan State. Yes. But he's one of those guys you watch him and you're like, he's strange. He's got a Jokic quality to him. Hear me out. That you look at him and you don't think athleticism. You don't think basketball player in the NBA sense in the normal way.
It's true.
But I do think I do think he's a better cog and piece than we give him credit for, but he has gotten to a point in his career where I think the negatives outweigh the positives, and they chose him anyway.
Yeah.
I think that choice is the thing that's going to sink and be the last bad decision of this empire. And so, yes, I'll go Salami. I think they're done.
I'm with you. I think
and
it's
it
Salami.
Sucks, by the way, because we can talk about this in a lot of different ways, and this is a conversation for probably tomorrow with Jay Davis. But what Steph Curry did as affecting basketball,
yes,
we'll talk about it literally forever. Talk about it forever.
There are about 10 players in the history of the NBA that changed the way the game's played. He's one of them.
He is absolutely on that list. And he, frankly, because of the way the three ball is used, because of the way the floor spacing happens, where people... Caitlin Clark doesn't exist without Steph Curry.
No.
Let's be very clear. So it transcends even the women's side of things. He's I think, a top five most important basketball player.
People play basketball nowadays a lot more like Steph Curry than they ever did Michael Jordan.
I made the joke with Mark Ennis yesterday. My second grade basketball team, I had to tell the kids, you're not Steph Curry.
Yeah.
Second graders! That's how much you influence the game. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it used to be get the ball to the basket. You want to be as close to it as possible. Now everybody wants to shoot 25 and 30 footers.
When I coached second grade, that was the rule. Get close.
Get close, back in the day.
Get rebounds.
No, people play basketball the way Steph Curry plays
basketball
a lot more than they do Michael Jordan, how he played the game. And that matters. But having said that, the Warriors dynasty is over.
It's
and
over.
Draymond Green is probably one of the big reasons why, because he pushed Kevin Durant out when that looked like an unstoppable machine for years. And he pushed Jordan Poole out after Jordan Poole had his best season, and he really has gone down the drain in Washington ever since. Draymond is a guy that causes more headaches than success at this point. Klay is another guy who's fallen off precipitously. Steph Curry's still elite. He's still great. But the rest of that roster is just old. It's not very good. And there are now questions about Steve Kerr and his coaching ability. Think of what's happened the last 5 years with Golden State since Kevin Durant left. Mostly play-in games. They missed the playoffs. Last year they got to the second round. They did win the title a couple years ago. But that was the outlier. Four championships in about, 8 years? That seems about the right number, because they could have won it in 16. They probably shouldn't have won it in 15. If, Kyrie or Kevin Love was healthy, I don't think they win it that year.
Maybe not.
They probably should have won it in 16 if Draymond didn't kick LeBron in the,
and the family. Yep.
Yeah, and then Kevin Durant comes, and that 2017 team might be the best NBA team that we'll see in a very long time. But the dynasty's over. It all comes to an end at some point. Everybody outside of Steph is washed on that team.
Yeah.
It's over.
Texture, Draymond acts like a guy who just wants to cause problems in podcasts. Yeah, that's about right.
Should
I get Draymond on the Derby draft podcast we do every year?
Draymond's a personality.
Instead of Issel?
Nah. I don't know about that.
Go ahead. Go.
I'll say this. Draymond's going to be great on TV whenever he chooses to do it.
Oh, I agree.
So let's get back to the local area here. We've talked about recruiting with both Louisville and Kentucky with first-year head coaches. Here's one for you. Kentucky right now is 78th in the recruiting rankings, and they're losing guys left and right. Bologna or Salami, Louisville will end up with a better recruiting class than Kentucky.
High school or portal or both or which?
All the above.
All the above. I'll go Salami on that.
I think there's more enthusiasm with Pat Kelsey than there is Mark
Vogt. And I think he's got a little bit of a head start.
Yep.
And I like who he's brought in. I like Fats. I like Javon. I think both of them are good players, and I think they'll be contributors immediately for Louisville. I'll just go Salami because I have those bird in hand, right?
Data points.
I'll go bird in hand here. I'll go Salami. I think they're also going to get two guys the next week here.
Well, there's another
guy
who's out there. It's Trey Townsend. He's one of the big transfer pickups. He's going to visit Ohio State. Then he's going to visit Louisville. If they can get one of those guys, he's a local hero already because he was on the Oakland team that beat Kentucky. So if he ends up going there, that's going to be big time for them.
Just one of those guys. It'll be interesting to see how he eventually fills out the Louisville side of things, because a lot of the guys are the same guy right now. A lot of 6'5", 6'6", 6'7", guys that are all in that same kind of mold. And I'm not, by the way, it's totally fine. But at some point, you do need a big man to mix it up. Even in a four out one system, you still need that one guy. I wonder if he goes back to a guy that was here last year for it.
Yeah. Oh, I think that's entirely possible.
And
there might be people on that team.
Pray to God that loser mentality is out of his head somehow. But
well, it's got to be, because you're going to get enough players there.
Yeah.
All right. So Indiana goes out and gets Balo, the transfer from Arizona, averages 13-11 last year. Indiana, the only school in America, it's landed two top 20 transfer guys right now, and their high school class is very good as well. Bologna or Salami, Indiana will be the best team in Kentuckiana next year. Of the three, Indiana will be the best.
I love this question. This is very well done by Zach Kintrell. 13-10 this season, 20 double-doubles. He shot 66% for the field, 15 points, 15 rebounds in their season-ending loss against Clemson.
Big impact guy for Arizona. Really good team, by the way.
Is he there to get to the league, or is he there for a $1 million check? That is what I cannot figure out with so many of these guys.
Woody gets a lot of guys in the NBA for all his faults.
I'm going to go baloney. I'm starting to think Mike Woodson's not a college coach.
Well, we're going to find out because they've got a stacked roster this year. There's
I'm
no
going to go
excuse.
Baloney. I think one of the locals, either UK or U of L, is going to surprise this year. I think they're going to be better than what I think they're going to be. I think I'm going to get caught off guard by a really good Kelsey team or a really good Pope team or both or whatever. I'll go baloney. And it's about Woodson, not about any of these
guys. I'm going salami. Okay. Because I think Indiana has the best player. If you combine the three rosters, Indiana's got the best player. They might have the two best players on either roster right now. Kentucky and Louisville's rosters are just so uncertain. Indiana's going to bring some guys back. They're killing it in the portal. Look, Mike Woodson, for all his faults, gets guys in the NBA. And I think this year they're actually going to contend. There's no Zach Edey to deal with. The Big Ten next year doesn't look like it's going to be all that great from top to bottom. I mean, Ohio State's a contending team now that they got Aaron Bradshaw. Michigan State, they're still going to be there. But the Big Ten, I don't see the Big Ten being all that great next year. I think there's opportunity for Indiana to be good. I think Louisville, it's going to take a year. And I think Kentucky, just a lot of uncertainty there with Pope. Again, not totally sold on him. Not saying that Indiana's going to be great by any means, but of those three, I can't believe I have the most confidence in Indiana, but I do.
Yeah, Texas IU has no guard play. Not yet, but yes, I'd love to be wrong again. I've got graduate degrees from Indiana, but I don't.
I know more about their roster than I know about Louisville and Kentucky's roster.
Very fair. Bird in hand, there you go. It's a bird in hand edition of Rabo and Co.
Yes, it is. How about that? All right, so next week, next Thursday, believe it or not, is the NFL draft. It really snuck up on us. You sent Dane Brugler, I think it was, did a 7-round mock. Now, I don't know who has time to do a 7-round mock.
The guy whose whole job is to do that, yeah.
What are better odds, by the way, getting a perfect NCAA tournament bracket or getting a perfect mock draft? I'm going to say tournament. And the only reason I'm going to say tournament is because you pretty much know the matchups. You can't predict trades. That's not the baloney or salami question. That's just an interesting sidebar.
It's the draft. All right, keep going.
Okay. So, let's go to the draft. Four of the top five picks in the draft will be quarterbacks. Baloney or salami?
It's salami, even though I think it's stupid. Like, really high-level stupid. Because there are two guys in the top five, if I'm right, that I don't think should be in the top five.
Who are the two that you don't think should be in the top five? McCarthy, and who's the other one?
McCarthy is one. I simply don't. I don't understand. It would have to be. Let me back up. It would have to be with him that there's something in workouts or there's something in interviews where you go, okay, that's an NFL quarterback that I don't have access to. Okay, and that's what I'm going on here is what I've seen in games and those sorts of things. I mean, if Derrick Henry's going to be on his team and he's going to turn around and hand the ball to someone 30 times a game, sure. Sure, yeah. Draft him wherever the hell you
want.
Yeah,
that's fine.
But that's what I know him best at.
There's always a guy every year that magically just gets better at football between the end of the season and the day the draft actually happens. Without games being played, they just all of a sudden become much better than they actually were.
I also, so if we go with four, we're assuming Caleb Williams, right?
Yeah, oh, he's the number one pick, no doubt.
Jaden Daniels.
Yep.
Drake May.
Yep.
And J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah.
All right. I think three of those guys are going to be busts.
Which one do you think isn't?
Daniels.
You think Caleb Williams is a bust?
No. I think Drake May is going to be a bust.
Okay.
I think Jaden Daniels is going to be a bust. He reminds me of Anthony Richardson way too much.
We don't know enough about Anthony Richardson. He might be good. He got hurt last year.
He's going to be hurt again. And J.J. McCarthy. I don't trust him. Literally, mix of Kirk Cousins and Brock Purdy. Do you know how good you have to be for Kirk Cousins and Brock Purdy to take you deep into the playoffs? Do you know how good
Brock
you have
Purdy
to be?
Brock Purdy did take the 49ers.
Do you know how good you have to be at every other position?
Yeah.
And that's J.J. McCarthy's comp? That's not what a top five team should be doing. That's not what a top five team should be doing. You don't have anything for that. You're going to get the kid murdered.
If we asked this question at the end of the season, what would we have said J.J. McCarthy would have been picked? Like, late first round? Maybe? think that's 15. What we would have said. Yeah, 15, something like that.
Yeah.
But then all of a sudden, I don't know what's happened in the last 2 or 3 months that all of a sudden J.J. McCarthy became this great quarterback without actually playing any more football. But there's always a guy every year that rises for no reason.
That's fair.
But no, I think it's going to happen. I think it's salami. I think somebody's going to talk themselves into it, and the most obvious option is the Minnesota Vikings.
I mean, the comparable on Drake May, by the way, is Josh Allen with way less arm strength and Carson Wentz. What are we doing in the top five with these bros? Carson Wentz in the top five? What planet is this?
This is ridiculous. Carson Wentz, we forget that he was good until he got hurt, but then he's had plenty of time after that, and he was not very good.
Is he top five good?
No.
Thank you. Okay, no. Thank you. Good God. Okay.
Jaden Daniels, I'd pick Jaden Daniels over Drake May, and I don't know how great Jaden Daniels is going to be, but remember, Jaden Daniels is also like 24 years old? He started playing college football in 2019 at Arizona State, and they weren't exactly sad to see him leave. He was great at LSU, but, I mean, the only guy that I feel confident about in this class is Caleb Williams.
Mm.
Caleb Williams, I would be very surprised if Caleb Williams is not an elite quarterback. Just watching him throw off platform, the way that he can move around, doing it at Oklahoma and doing it at USC, look, Caleb Williams is going to be good. The Bears have a decent situation. It's not a bad one by any means. It's okay. Caleb Williams will be good. That's the only one that I really have confidence is going to be a great NFL quarterback. The other three I could see totally just being busts. I could absolutely see that happening. I'm not sold on J.J. McCarthy unless you let him hand the ball off 30 times. I just don't see it.
It makes me
not
think,
hating.
It makes me think, by
it.
The way, that J.J. McCarthy is going to be a Hall of Famer.
Oh, of course.
Of course, right? Yeah, yeah. No, I don't. Again, like I said, so much of this analysis is done in places that I simply don't have access to.
Yeah.
So that's it.
All right. Last one.
Texter saying, by the way, I'd take Penix over all these dudes.
I think I would too.
I know Zach feels that way for sure. I'm very mixed on him as well, but I know he could throw a deep ball. I know that.
He's the best deep ball thrower in this draft.
That
no question.
I know. All right,
if Penix didn't have injury history, he would be a top five pick.
Caleb Williams going to Chicago could make him a bust, though, too, coming down the text
line. Yeah, because the Bears have never had a good quarterback.
If Justin Fields goes to Pittsburgh and balls out, that's a problem for the Bears.
No, that's right.
It's a problem for the Bears.
That could absolutely happen.
Yep.
Scottie Scheffler won a second Masters, second major on Sunday. Of course, there's a lot of good golfers out there. Brooks Koepka, Rory McIlroy, Jordan Spieth, guys that have won multiple
majors.
It's
a very good era on golf right now, yes.
Bologna or salami, a current golfer will finish their career with double-digit major wins.
Ooh, okay, so how many does Scheffler have total? Four?
He's two.
Just the two?
Brooks Koepka is the leader, current-wise, with five. I mean, unless you count Tiger.
Yeah, 15. I'll go Bologna. It's really hard to win 10 majors, man. I'll go Bologna. And that's purely a numbers game. It is not. Plus, I just said it. There are so many guys in that tier that can win majors in this group.
Yeah.
That I think those kinds of guys are going to pick it off. I think Scheffler will have a nice 2-3 year run. These sustained like 10-12 year runs in golf are really hard.
Oh, man. You got to remember
really hard.
The first 5 or 6 years of Rory McIlroy, who wins four majors, and everybody's talking about how he's going to be the next Tiger Woods, and he might be
David Duval. All these guys. I mean, there's so many of these examples, and I'm not. Again, I think Scottie Scheffler is a really freaking good golfer. Have you something that popped into my social media feed this week, and I don't know where it came from, was him duffing the ball or whatever, and it was like the ball was 10 feet from the hole rather than 6.
I know. Yeah, right.
This is how good he is. I want to be really clear about that. But no, I'll go Bologna just because I think there's enough guys that can win majors, and I just think winning 10 is so freaking hard.
I don't think anybody's winning 10 for a long time.
It's a good question. It's not a – I don't have to do this with you, Zach, but I want to be clear. I don't think it's a bad question. I just think winning 10 is so freaking hard.
I mean, to be fair, if we're asking a current golfer, I might as well just said Scottie Scheffler, because I think Brooks Koepka, he's won 5, but he's probably a little old to win 5 more. Rory McIlroy, his time's come and gone. I thought he might be the guy to win 10. Hasn't happened. Jordan Spieth's another guy, won 3 pretty early. We thought that might happen. It didn't. Justin Thomas, really talented golfer, has the 2 PGA championships but can't get out of his own way. Scottie Scheffler probably has the best chance to win double-digit majors.
I agree with that.
Because he has the best all-around game maybe of any golfer since Tiger.
He's just so consistent.
Yes.
And consistency really matters in a 72 hole.
You win back-to-back players' championships, you win 2 Masters, that kind of says a lot about you. And he's come close in other majors. He's finished 2nd in a couple of them. He's going to win a U.S. Open or a British Open. He's going to win these other tournaments soon. If the over-under for majors that I would put on Scottie Scheffler right now is probably 7.5. Mm. That seems reasonable. To 7 or 8 majors, I think that's about right. Winning 10 is very difficult. Mm. Nobody's winning 18. Nobody's ever breaking Jack's record. I thought Tiger would do it, and then we all know what's happened there. Nobody's winning 15 ever again. I think we can safely say that. No one's winning 15 like Tiger.
I hate doing a never, but
it would take a lot.
10 alone is...
Scottie's 27 years old. Like, Tiger, by the time he was 27, I think had 8 majors. Like, you would have to start very early and keep it consistent to win 15. Even to win 10.
All right,
so I think
one.
7.5 is about, that's it. That's 5.
Oh, that was 5?
That was.
How about that? All right, good job, man. That was a great one. A lot of text on that, too. Texture, does Tiger's son win a major one day? I will tell you this.
Yeah, he's going to be the next. He'll win 10.
Charlie Woods, the genetics are so obviously there. The athleticism that came with Tiger and whatever else. I actually don't. I know his wife is a model, or his mom is a model, I should
yeah,
say.
His mom.
Speaking for Charlie.
Yeah, Tiger's wife, not so
Charlie, Tiger's ex-wife, excuse
That's
me.
That's right.
Elin Nordegren, is that her name?
Yeah.
Was she an athlete at all? I actually don't know that part, but anyways.
So?
Anyways. That is, the athleticism with him is so obvious. The issue for him is spotlight. Like, we saw what happened to Bronny, right? And just what that spotlight is like for a guy playing a team sport.
Yeah.
The spotlight of playing a solo sport like that, when your dad was the guy, not a guy.
The guy. For 20 years.
The guy. Like, and frankly, still the guy. Let's be honest. When he made the cut at the Masters, everyone acted like he won it.
Tiger is
only... It is different with him, man.
He still moves the needle more than any golfer, and he hasn't. He's won one major in the last 15 years.
Yeah.
But Charlie is just like Tiger. Like, you see Charlie walk around like Tiger. He's got the fist pump like Tiger. It's like, it's eerie. You could tell whose kid that is, even if you didn't know.
Is this a real thing? Calipari lost 800,000 Twitter followers since he took the October job.
I believe it.
That's amazing.
BBN.
BBN's undefeated, dude. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. All right. Well, we'll get back into it on the other end. Want to remind you about my friends at SignUp Expert. SignUpExpert.com. Our promo code is horseracing. So SignUpExpert.com/horseracing. Best sign-up deals for all of the major books in your area. No matter where you live, no matter where you're listening on the stream, if you want me to text it to you, 437-968-AARON or UPS Jobs text line, I will send it to you straight away. SignUpExpert.com/horseracing to get all the best sports, book, and fantasy deals available. Check them out, SignUpExpert.com/horseracing. Very fun, by the way, doing little in-game parlays for basketball right now, by the way, for NBA stuff. It's very, very fun. And so go check it out. SignUpExpert.com/horseracing. I do want to talk a little bit of NBA as we get into the next segment. And, of course, that NFL draft is sneaking up on us. And my guy Zach wants to talk football. So we do it next here. Rabeau & Co., ESPN 680, 105.7.
You are listening to Rabeau & Co. here on ESPN 680, 105.7. Now, here's Louis Rabeau.
All right. Half hour to go here on a hump day edition of the show. Rabeau & Co., ESPN 680, 105.7. Zach Cantrell over there. I'm Louis Rabeau. Thanks for making us part of your hump day, of your Wednesday here at ESPN 680. Reminder, some of the things going on around the station as well. As far as the programming here, we will have Hawks and Bulls tonight in the play-in tournament here on 680 and on 93.9. All sticks at 9 o'clock tonight. We have coverage of the UofL spring game on 93.9. That'll start at 6:30. Ennis will be out there. He'll be planning to do his show from 3 up until 6:30. Then we'll get you into coverage of that itself. No post-game on the UofL the spring game, just so people know. That'll be over on 93.9 the same night. Reds Angels up there in Cincinnati, 7 o'clock here on 680, 105.7 as well. I teased it on Twitter, and so I wanted to start doing this, Zach, where I talk about a different Derby contender every day, until we get to the Kentucky Derby. Zach, how should we do this? I wanted to get your opinion. I'm sorry. I know you got a lot of stuff going on. Are you running to get pizza, or are you cutting sound?
No, it was a podcast in the show.
Okay, got it. Okay.
What we got?
Should we randomly pick a horse here, or should I go like in chronological order? I think we should do random horses.
Oh, random. Definitely.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to pull up my article here at the Sporting Tribune. You can go find me there, thesportingtribune.com. And so we're going to go to number 14 for no reason here on on the list here of the different horses here. And so what is that horse in the number 14 slot as we talk about the Kentucky Derby? That horse is Domestic Product. And if you listen to the Kentucky Racing Spotlight with me a couple weeks ago, we'll be back in action when the racing shifts away from Keeneland. I talked to jockey Tyler Gaffel-Young. So he wins the Tampa Bay Derby, and it's an interesting race in that it's not especially fast, but for many of the horses, it's their first time routing. Okay, and a reason I have a soft spot, if people don't listen to the podcast, and God bless you, the Horse Racing Gap Era, I don't expect that many of the people who listen to this show also listen to that. A horse named King Guillermo won this race a couple of years ago. Zach, he is owned by a man named Victor Martinez. Okay, and so Victor Martinez, very excited, had a horse in the Derby. He gets here and he spikes a fever. He had turned into the buzz horse here. Well, I called him winning the Tampa Bay Derby at 50-1. It's one of the great calls of my life, was predicting that he was going to end up winning the Tampa Bay Derby. So whoever ends up winning the Tampa Bay Derby, I kind of glom onto. Now, the reason that Domestic Product, if you wanted to get excited about it, there's a couple of different reasons. Number one, he wins the Tampa Bay Derby, so he won his Derby prep. He didn't get in by finishing second or third. He won the race. Before that, he ran second in the Holy Bull. Who did he run ahead of in that race? He finished ahead of Fierceness, who's going to be the favorite in the Kentucky Derby. So if you wanted to get excited about this horse, you would look at his last two races, finishing ahead of Fierceness and winning the Tampa Bay Derby. So I think it's a... If you wanted a horse, because I think, Zach, he's going to be... So Tyler's not going to ride him. Tyler's going to be on Sierra Leone, and we're going to get a new jock. My guess, since he's not on my list at all for other probables, I want to make sure that I'm right. Yeah. Jose Ortiz's closest chances with Hades. I think Domestic Product's going to get Jose Ortiz as his jock. I think Chad Brown will go with him. Jose Ortiz now, we talked to him a couple Fridays ago on the show, is moving his tack to Kentucky and has been riding lights out at Keeneland. I think he'd be a terrific, terrific choice here. I don't think the move from Tyler to Jose is an improvement, but I also don't think it's a move down. I think it's a lateral move in the best way. Those are two guys in the top tier of jockeys in this country. If they're not in the very top tier, they're in the 1A part of the jockeys in this country. And so if you wanted to get excited about a horse that's a little bit off the board, or one that, by the way, in three of his last four runs has hit the board, he's the one of those horses. He also came out of the Remsen Stakes in December. And this is a race that I've talked about a lot. The winner of that race was Dornock. Dornock leaves, immediately wins a Risen Star at New Orleans, first race back in 2024. Sierra Leone was in that race. I don't need to tell people about Sierra Leone. Wins down south, comes up to Keeneland, wins the Bluegrass. On a day when only front runners were winning, he comes from last to first, wins the race. I don't need to expound on how good Sierra Leone is. Tyler will be riding that horse. But the three of them all ran in that Remsen in the fall, or excuse me, in December, in the winter. Copper Tax was in that race. He's going to be a Derby, or he's going to be a Preakness starter. Ladombro almost made the Derby field. He was in that field as well. We'll get into a, and I hope he's listening, my guy David, we'll get into where Stronghold came from and what race he came out of as a maiden, and why we tell people pay attention in October and November, because when those horses are coming up, they're the ones who are most impactful Derby time. We'll talk about that when we talk about Dornock, when we talk about Stronghold in a couple of days. But currently 14th in the standings is Domestic Product, Chad Brown. Currently Tyler Gaffel-Young. Like I said, though, I think they'll make the switch to Jose Ortiz and get him a ride in the Kentucky Derby itself. So there you go. Domestic Product. There is your case for Domestic Product. I'm going to try to guess, Zach. I'm going to say he goes off at 31-1 in the Derby.
And then 5 minutes later, it'll be updated.
He's the kind of horse.
A lot of stuff about
he's
a lot
the
of
kind
stuff,
of horse, if you are putting together, lots of people like to do this. I wouldn't have done this. No,
I wouldn't.
They get the group bet together, right? Everybody throws in $20 or whatever it is.
Sure.
They put together a superfecta. That's a horse you have to have in your superfecta. How about that?
$20? Yep.
There you go. All right, so there you go. Domestic Product is our Derby horse of the day, Derby 150, in a couple of weeks. We'll have tons of coverage for you. I'll be out there 6 days during that week. We'll have our seminar, Derby seminar, the Tuesday of Derby week, 7 p.m. No cost to you to get in at with our friends over at Blind Squirrel. We're going to have giveaways, all kinds of stuff. I'll hang out after that seminar. I would love to meet as many people as possible. We have handouts for everybody. It's really, really a nice time. And we'll have a cigar after the show. It'll be a lot of fun. So make sure.
Might be getting up at 4 a.m. to get out there during the week. How about that?
It's my life, man. It is what it is. No, it's great. It's the best. It really is. It's our Final Four. It's our Super Bowl. It is.
I just cringe thinking about getting up at 4 a.m. for any reason.
Well, just don't go to bed.
I've done that before.
Mountain Dew all night.
That's right. College, baby.
Texter. Man, these are the kinds of texts. This show. How many UK fans are going to bet on Sierra Leone because we just got a recruit who was on a mission in Sierra Leone? Zach, if I gave you five tries, could you point out Sierra Leone on a map? Five tries.
Probably not.
Okay. Do you know what continent it's on?
Well, most... the answer is usually Europe, so I'll just guess Europe.
Okay, Sierra Leone is not in Europe. Sierra Leone is in Western Africa. It's in the Gold Coast.
Okay.
It's next to Liberia and Ivory Coast, Cote d'Ivoire if you want. The Ghana, Togo, Benin, Senegal's there, the Gambia, Guinea-Bissau, Guinea, all those countries, they're right there. Mali is north, Mauritania, that kind of stuff. Of course, I know these things for no reason. I don't know my wife's favorite color, but I know where Sierra Leone is. This is my life. So there you go.
There it is.
All right, quick break. We'll come back and wrap up the show. But yeah, domestic product. There's your domestic product update for the day. I have Chad Brown's number. We should have him on the show. You know, let's try to get Chad Brown for Friday. Why not? All right. You know what? Football talk. We'll do it next.
Here on ESPN 680-1057. Now, here's Louis Rabeau.
I hate you, Zach. All right, welcome back in, Rabeau and Co. Here is ESPN 680-1057. Oh, man, I'm Louis Rabeau. At Radio Louis. On Twitter, man. Lots of stuff going on. Tomorrow, I'm going to be out at Bourbon Country Cannabis, downtown Nulu, ahead of 420. I cannot stress enough. You know, if you follow the show, you know this, but about, I'm coming up on 11 months here. I decided to give, you know, take a break from drinking, and it has turned into something that feels a bit more permanent than that. It's been very good for my personal health, my mentality, my mental state. And one of the things that's really helped is CBD. It helps me sleep. It helps me stay asleep, really, is the biggest part. And that has been something that I struggled with for years and not anymore. I don't snore anymore. All these kinds of things. Just a way better lifestyle for me. So if you are interested, the Nulu location, come on and check us out tomorrow. 10 to noon, I'll be there. I'll hang out for another hour after that. If you need to come join during lunch, Bourbon Country Cannabis, downtown in Nulu, just east of downtown, I should say. Go check them out. Be a lot of fun. They do have locations in St. Matthews and in New Albany. So if you are interested in checking them out ahead of Saturday, we'll make sure we do that. All right, so we'll be out there tomorrow. Then on this coming Tuesday, we'll be at Jay Shepherd Cigars, help you get all your cigars together for Derby Week and all those kinds of things as well. And just, the weather. Just sitting outside, enjoying a smoke, you know, maybe a cup of coffee, a bourbon, whatever it is. Like, just the best time of year, man. Just the absolute best. So come check us out tomorrow, Bourbon Country Cannabis, then Jay Shepherd on Tuesday. Obviously, the week after that, we'll be at Blind Squirrel doing all the Derby things as well. I also want to put this out there. If you listen to this show and you go to Thurby, come by 322 and say hi, please. I would love to see you. I would love to meet you. I love meeting people, especially at the track, because everybody's in a good mood. And so that's a great spot to hang out. I hang out the whole day. I get there at like 9 o'clock, and then I hang out on drive time on this station. So I'm there literally from like 9 until like 8 o'clock on Thursday. It's the longest day outside of Friday and Saturday that I spend at the track. So I would love to meet us. Brandon, who listens to this show every day and DMs me on Twitter all the time, met me and Dan last year at Thurby. It's just a really fun time. So 322, we're at the top. Same desk every year. You'll be able to find us. Come find us in 322. It's really a great spot. And so there you go. Texter, bourbon and cannabis in one location. This is why I love being an American. You're damn right. You're damn right. Texter, I know it... I know all the countries. My first month at my job, I had nothing to do, so I learned all the countries on the quiz website. Sporkle. Sporkle is fire. It is undefeated. I go there every single day. Some people drink coffee in the morning. I go to Sporkle. Sporkle.com. Sporcle. If you never want to talk to another human being again. There are so many quizzes. Zach, the sports section of that, dude, you would adore that.
Yeah.
But with this guy, I'm going to throw down a challenge. 793, if you want to come to the office, bring your laptop. I will get all the countries in Africa right faster than you.
Ooh.
Face. You get in here, 55 countries, you, me, Cabo Verde, doing the thing. Bring it. Let's go. Little Mauritius.
Sounds like a V show segment.
Little Malawi. Little Botswana.
Let's do it.
Little Zimbabwe.
Now you're just making countries up.
Little Eswatini.
Eswatini.
Republic of the Congo and the Democratic Republic of the Congo. Different places. If Biscuit's listening right now, he's resisting the urge to slather himself.
Yes, he is.
Oh, man. Texter, Louis was away, but Dan did talk to me. My buddy's, oh, there it is, for about 10 minutes or so. Hoping I can swing by to 322 this year. Louis, oh, that'd be great. It really would. That'd be great. I'm glad you got to meet Dan. That's fantastic. He's stunningly personable in person. He's great about meeting fans. He really is. It's really a fantastic thing. And to be fair, everyone who meets him is excited to meet him. What a life, right? I can't. That's one of the things about that I really admired about getting to hang out with Dan and doing the shows and stuff, was that people, every single person wanted to meet him and wanted to be around him. I remember a woman was taking, this is a quick story. Last summer, he came to the Indiana Derby. I flew him to Indianapolis for the weekend. And he's at the Indiana Derby, and a woman is standing off in the distance taking a picture of him. And this clearly was not the first time this had happened to Dan. And so He gets up and he walks over to her and he says, "Ma'am, can I help you?" And she goes, "Oh yeah, hi. I'm a Pacers fan and I remember you and I just, you know, I wanted to tell my friends that you were here." And he goes, "Well, come, let's take a picture then." And she couldn't believe it. She couldn't believe it. And Dan didn't just make her day; he made her month.
Yeah,
just by doing that. And that's the kind of stuff with Dan that I never lost sight of about him, you know, when we did the shows together. And it's something that'll stick with me forever, because I've been around remotes, you know, only for a couple of years now, and different guys approach them different ways. I want to meet people. I want to get out there. I really do. I think of this as a, because I was this guy driving around. This medium matters so much to me because it was such an important part of my life before I got to actually sit in this chair and do it. And so I just appreciated that Issel had the same approach to that I did. Obviously, thousands more people want to meet Dan Issel than me. I get it. I totally do. It's fine. And I don't care about that. But it's something that I learned from Dan. And that it was really, it wasn't the woman from the tarmac immediately on the tarmac. Damn it, this show. Oh, I love you people. That moment. And I remember thinking, I'm going to be nice to every single person in a remote the rest of my life. That's it. Texter, Penny Boone certainly had some thoughts on his situation over the weekend. Moral of the story: I always stand on business everywhere I go, talking about second or third back. Okay. So obviously the reports of him being down the depth chart, might be true. 56 Seychelles. LOL. The fact that you get on Sporkle every morning explains so much. It really does, doesn't it? It really does about me. Texter, was it the tarmac woman? Texter, Wakanda. Texter's, Louis, since you quit drinking, are you going to change the podcast name? Maybe the Cured Liver Podcast. No. You know, I discovered even before I, you know, hung up the drinking shoes or whatever it was, whatever you hang up, was that we had lots of people who listened to our show that were not happy hour people.
Mm-hmm.
And they had their own happy hour. We had I won't use his name, but he had quit drinking since I met him and was a guy that really needed to. And he had moved to cookies and milk. And so he would listen to our show and drink cookies and milk and, you know, eat cookies, drink milk. That's a happy hour, man. It just is. That's a happy hour. So good for him. Texter, I know about Cote d'Ivoire because of DDA Drogba on FIFA 2010. You're damn right you do. Look, DDA Drogba. I like that. Texter, he didn't just make her day or month. Said no woman ever. Yeah. Texter, was that woman behind the Moby Dick? It's a good question.
Would he have made the day of the Bethaven coach?
Listen, I have it on good authority, and Dan told this story. CM Newton lines up Tubby. The version Dan tells is nice, but Dan was really third. The Bethaven coach was second. Let's be real about this.
No, he was first.
He turned it down to stay at Beth
Haven. He turned it down, and Tubby became the guy. Come on, Louie. Everyone knows that.
Y'all got turned down by the Beth Haven coach.
He's turned Kentucky down.
You know, this guy
said
this in a couple times. Have we seen Slim Lamar? Have you seen Slim Lamar?
I have not.
Okay, so it's noticeable, man. And the text is pointing out is he trying to get the breakaway speed back because he's got Henry now? Like, are they going to be doing that? I don't think that's why they hired.
Is he on a vegan diet or something? Because that's what they always do. They just go vegan for like a month or so, and then they get slim. And
got it. That's a good idea. I should probably try that. Texter.
I couldn't if I wanted to.
Texter. Oh, this guy's a little worried about it. Typing speed. I'm not the best. There it is. He's see excuses. I'm not hearing excuses. Like not either. Yeah, come on, man. It's in the throat. I'm just kidding. Texter, bring Isola a t-shirt and Louis a cigar at martinis was more of a gift to me than... Wow, bringing Isola a t-shirt and Louis a cigar at martinis. Yeah, Alan, man. Thanks for your pictures. Well, of course. No. It was good to meet you, man. It was great to meet all these guys. And I said Alan. It's not Alan. I'm now... It's Kudnoy. Please text me your name, 524. I apologize for that. But no, I did. Yeah, it was great. Great meeting you, man.
Oh, wow. It took almost two. They almost got through a whole show without talking about the Cowboys.
Cowboys saving money. Let's go. You know what? They need to save money. They only have 180,000 people at every game.
That's it.
Everyone in the country owns one of their stupid jerseys.
Jerry Jones
they
isn't a billionaire.
They sell 6 million hats a year. Yeah, they need to save money.
Poverty franchise.
This poverty with the oil money. Good Lord.
They're the Jaguars. The Jaguars have more money than they do.
Texter, is quitting drinking called getting on the wagon instead of falling off? I have no idea. I've actually never...
We're getting on the Titanic?
I've never looked it up. I just stopped. I couldn't do it anymore, man. I just couldn't do it anymore. It was one of those things I just had to clean up my bleep, so there you go. LPGA has extended its sponsorship with Chevron for the LPGA tournaments through 2029. What do you think the Chevron Championship total purse is now?
Oh, man.
It was $4.8 million last year.
$6 million.
$7.9 million. How about that?
Wow.
Players who miss the cut will get $10,000 to help cover their expenses, up from $5,000 last year. Golf, man.
Wow, the LPGA is making money. I didn't know that.
Well, and of course the report came out yesterday that LIV Golf offered
Rory
the PGA
$850 million.
Yeah, offered him $850 million. Yeah,
man, somebody offered me $850 million. You'd never hear from me again.
I would sell out so hard.
I don't care.
I would sell.
I don't care
out
if it's
so
the Saudis.
Hard.
I don't care who it is.
I would sell.
I don't care
out
if it's
so
the Iraq
hard.
People. Give me $850 million.
I would
million.
Sell out so hard. Oh my God, Louis, what was your drink of choice? I became a bourbon guy once I moved here. I was a beer guy before that. Yep. That was the same texture, by the way, yesterday. I see lots of white dudes in their 40s dressing like middle schoolers. Yeah, that's
really there you right. go.
Texture, I'm still shocked Zach didn't know where Sierra Leone is. That was an upset. I think Zach would go to Sporkle. I would go to geography and history. You would go to sports.
I would either go to sports or music.
Music, yeah. Oh, you know what? That's actually something you know a ton about. That's a great point. Yes, you and your dad.
I know America. Like, as far as geography, I know the United States. I know, like, Canada and a little bit of Brazil or Mexico. That's about it. That's where it ends.
Yeah. This is actually a thing, by the way. It's actually, I quit drinking for a month, but I found myself having to go to the bathroom more, so I started drinking again. You do get more hydrated when you don't drink alcohol on the regular.
That makes you pee more.
And so you just pee more. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Your body's not, like, holding on to moisture as hard as it can because
yeah, that's right.
You're drinking a bunch of booze at night, man. Uh-huh. When that goes away, it's real. That's a real thing, actually. So it's funny that that they would notice that about themselves.
No, the worst is when you combine both of them and then you're going every 5 minutes. That's the worst.
It is what it is, man. So there you go. But yeah, Bourbon Country Cannabis tomorrow. I'll be out there at 10 o'clock. So if you want to pop by, they're in Nulu. It's actually just a cool store. And they got lots of different stuff. If you're interested in different products and want to talk to me about it even, if you're a guy like me, by the way, and you're someone who's like, you know what, maybe I need to have a dry derby. It was ugly last year, whatever. Come talk to me. I'm happy to talk about it. Happy to walk you through it. And they got people down there that just geek out over this stuff. They really know their stuff. Texter, speaking of Liv, did you see Dubai is completely underwater? Dude, that rainstorm is terrifying.
Oh, yeah.
But this is what happens, right? Don't they get all their rain in like 2 or 3 days or something, yeah, right? For the whole year. And actually, they're trying to make it as bad as possible. So if people don't know this, they're actually seeding the clouds to make them rain more.
That's right.
Because this is their water source, essentially, outside of desalinization. These, you know, these countries like, you know, Israel and UAE and Qatar and Bahrain, these sorts of places that are able to take the salt out of seawater, which is, by the way, the thing we should be spending money on, Zach, in the world right now, and we're not. And it's nuclear power, desalinization. We should be doing both, and we're not doing either. But it is, the videos are wild. Like, you don't have to go far down. Texter asking, do they sell cannabis? It's a great question. They do. Yeah. A little THC. Yeah. Get in there.
Do you think the Cowboys sell cannabis?
No, because they don't have enough money.
They're cost cutting. What's next? No beer sales?
Jerry Jones just becomes a drug dealer.
No more $50 beers and $60 pizzas.
What is the wire called if it's Jerry Jones's version?
Oh boy.
And what kind of drugs is he selling it to whom? That's great.
Well, they had a place called the White House down there.
Man, a bunch of texters pointing out that if you knew music, you would know that Kanye had a song called Sierra Leone.
I did know that.
Okay, yeah.
I know the song. I don't know the country.
Is that the one he mixed with Jay-Z?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Well, that's one of them he mixed with Jay-Z. There's a lot of them. They did a whole album.
Yeah, texter about the $850 million. Yeah, no, of course, yes. Yeah, I'll dress however they want. That's exactly right. Yes. Yes, 100%.
I don't care.
I know, 100%, yeah. All right, it is time for us to get out of here. A reminder from my friends at Sign Up Expert. SignUpExpert.com/horseracing. We'll get you all the best sportsbook and fantasy options in your state, in your area, no matter where you are. SignUpExpert.com. Our promo code is horseracing. All my stuff, Manscaped, Sign Up Expert, whatever it is, look for horseracing. SignUpExpert.com/horseracing. Get in there. If there is any kind of book that you don't have or any kind of fantasy site, they are very fun, by the way, go check them out. SignUpExpert.com/horseracing. Ben Roberts tomorrow at 10:20, and of course Jay Davis at 11. I'll be out of Bourbon Country Cannabis. Come join us there if you can. Back again at it 10 o'clock tomorrow. We hope you are too. Zach, have a great day, and everybody out there, have a great day as well. I'm Louie Rebell. Talk tomorrow at 10.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.